Recently, Jesse Watters Primetime had a segment with the Age of Disclosure founder Dan Farah. The discussion centered around alleged recovered UFO craft, multiple alien species, government secrecy, and ongoing disclosure claims. What followed felt less like journalism and more like a collision between old alien mythology, modern media theatrics, and AI-era epistemic uncertainty. What is this? A plot synopsis of 2013's Dark Skies. This interview sounds like exposition from the scene where the parents, Carrie Russell Josh Hamilton, meet the alien conspiracy theory guy, J.K. Simmons, minus the alien abduction stuff. I mean, this interview goes down the line of the standard thought process that came out of all those UFO, alien, conspiracy books of the 1980s and 1990s. This whole interview sounds suspect. There are at least four separate types. Why only four? Not three? Not 12? They all have two arms, two legs, and a head. Why does this suspiciously look like this came directly from decades of pop cultural alien taxonomy? The Greys, Nordics, reptilians, insectoids. Nothing presented here or in the last 20 years is new disclosure. All of this is the alien UFO starter pack, condensed into a 1987 airport paperback mythology. Dozens of crashed UFOs have been recovered. Dozens, huh? So, Roswell wasn't a one-off or anything. Not two. Not five. Dozens. And nobody leaks anything real or even substantial. Nothing chain verifiable. Nothing undeniable. No supply chain anomaly. No material provenance. No whistleblower with hard evidence. Just vibes, theories, half-truths. Maybe Watters Farah believe what they have seen read is the truth. However, it's likely just pattern-fed AI outputs from books like The UFO Encyclopedia, Volume 1, UFOs in the 1980s by Jerome Clark, 1990, Planet of Adventure Tetralogy by Jack Vance, 1968-1970, but huge in 80s UFO culture, Alien Liaison, The Ultimate Secret by Timothy Good, 1991. 1. The Deep State's AI, if not AGI, is likely generations beyond the public AI tools we have to make our TikTok dance Arnold deepfake videos with. 2. Even with a few prompts on my AI, I can make a compelling argument for or against this subject. Imagine what the deep state has to play with. 3. Nothing released compellingly suggests this is aliens. 4. Nothing released suggests extraterrestrial origin. If anything, what's been shown looks engineered, which points to humans, not aliens, unless you're arguing reverse-engineered tech. 5. Once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. Arthur Conan Doyle. Could any and all of this be aliens? Sure. Of course, it's possible. However, possible and probable are not one and the same thing. Do I personally believe something is off? Absolutely. Do I believe this verbatim? Absolutely not. Why? Because 1 through 5 are the only liberties I am willing to take. I have not seen anything released or dug up in corners of the internet that says definitely aliens. Most of the videos that trigger that what if response are exactly the kinds of things AI can already fake convincingly because of what I know about AI recreation technology that goes back as far as Windows 98, maybe even older. Are some of the capabilities beyond what we believe humans can achieve? Yes. However, that is all part of it. Humanity believes where we are is where we are. Where we actually are technologically is beyond the public's understanding. So, everything we see online or otherwise reflects us not understanding this and projecting our own fears and desires onto it. We want to believe so bad. The modern media and social media environments are one and the same at making this impulse worse. We are living in information saturation where unrelated events begin to feel narratively connected simply because they are happening at the same time and being amplified through the same systems. UFO disclosures, space anomalies, NASA headlines, alien films on disclosure, missing scientists, government secrecy language, social media speculation. Stack enough emotionally charged fragments close together, and the human brain does what it has always done. Pattern match chaos into story. Maybe some of those connections are real. Maybe none of them are. That uncertainty is exactly what makes mythology scale so efficiently. If we can answer confidently 1 through 5 and what that really means for the subject matter, then we can have a big boy conversation about this. Right now, there isn't anything here. Just more questions, which works best for the deep state. Uncertainty and confusion are the perfect control mechanisms. It keeps believers chasing confirmation, skeptics chasing debunks, and everyone emotionally invested in a narrative they cannot independently verify. For writers and content creators, uncertainty monetizes beautifully on social media platforms. Do not forget, many of the people making these claims and dedicating their lives to this pay bills first and uncover alien UFO truth last. It only takes one bad assumption or one poison detail to spiderweb the entire conclusion into a direction nowhere near reality. And people, including me, want to believe badly enough that we'll take liberties we shouldn't just to make our preferred worldview coherent. We do this constantly across politics, religion, media, history, identity, and ideology. Why would the aliens topic be any different? The uncomfortable reality is that possible is one of the most abused words in modern discourse. Yes, aliens are possible. Secret military technology is possible. Disinformation campaigns are possible. Psychological operations are possible. Advanced compartmentalized black budget projects decades beyond public tech are possible. AI-generated mythology dressed up as disclosure is possible. Possible is cheap. Probable requires evidence. And evidence in the AI era is becoming functionally unreliable unless chain of custody, source credibility, and independent verification exist. Reality itself has become debatable if it comes from the almighty screen. Now no image means anything. No video means anything. No audio means anything. And that is precisely why modern disclosure is epistemologically broken. What makes this entire disclosure conversation structurally broken is that evidence itself has collapsed. Not emotionally. Epistemologically. In the old world, blurry footage created mystery. In the current one, perfect footage creates suspicion. Before deepfakes, video was treated as evidence. After deepfakes, video became accusation-proof theater. And the really uncomfortable part? That logic applies retroactively. New technology does not just affect the future. It forces reinterpretation of the past. If publicly available AI can fabricate convincing reality now, what existed in primitive but still effective forms behind classified walls 20 or 30 years ago? Civilian technology historically trails military and intelligence systems. That is not conspiracy. That is history, DARPA, GPS, intelligence tradecraft, surveillance systems. So, the real question becomes uncomfortable. If our reality has always arrived through mediated pipelines, how much of what we collectively saw was direct observation? And how much was reconstruction? So, until then, this is just another modern mythology engine feeding humanity's oldest addiction, the desperate need for meaning in the unknown. Should humans be afraid of aliens? No. Why? What can you, I, or anyone possibly do about it? Do not get upset over what you cannot control. That includes a lot of things you think you control, but don't. So, you feed negativity and disappointment by giving it free rent space in your mind. Obsess over what you can control. Not what you believe you control, because more times than not your beliefs about something are wrong, but feel right, and that's what makes them dangerous. Don't be afraid of aliens. Be afraid of humans controlling AGI. Be afraid of humans weaponizing uncertainty the same way they always have. The more we are all supposed to know. Fractura epistemica. Latin for epistemic breakage. By David Angelo Minio. May 19, 2026. 1,250 words.